Hi, I'm Helen.
And I'm Christine.
Welcome to another episode of Dose of Pharma. Today, we're joined by Maria Shaskoff, who is a QA microbiologist at Aspen, and we'll be discussing her journey from community health to pharmaceutical science. To begin with, Maria, would you be able to tell us a bit about yourself?
So my name is Maria Shaskoff. I am a QC microbiologist at a pharmaceutical company located here in Melbourne at Aspen Pharmaceuticals. I am originally from Canada. I have a previous degree from Canada in community health, and I am a Monash graduate of pharmaceutical sciences. I graduated last year, and I now work in micro.
So why did you decide to pursue another bachelor's degree in pharm sci after finishing up with your degree in community health in Canada?
It was a little bit more targeted towards, I'll give you a bit of a background. When I was about 15, my dad was working here in Australia. And when he came back home, he brought me a Monash hoodie and said, you know, you could go here one day if you wanted to. And I laughed it off, living back in the States and in Canada. I'm going, we'll see. But then once I finished my degree, my first degree in community health back in Canada, I didn't feel like I accomplished enough. I wanted more so that way I could feel fulfilled to pursue a career properly. I looked at programs in the States and Canada. Everything required different prerequisites that it became impossible to keep up. All the schools had something different, something extra, that it became very daunting. I'm an Australian citizen through descent through my dad, so I decided to look to Australia. I had worked in a pharmacy with a compounding pharmacist, and I was just fascinated by all the different techniques and all the different compounds that she would make and tell me about that she did when she was working in a compounding pharmacy. And I became so interested in that I wanted to go deeper. And so when I found this pharmaceutical sciences program, I took the chance, got accepted, and here I am today, and I think it was the best decision of my life. And I guess my dad was right. He knew I would go to Monash one day.
Oh, that's so lovely. Yeah.
Did your dad study science or?
No, my dad is actually a master carpenter. My mom's a teacher. And so there's no one who did any sciences in my family. The closest would be my grandfather, who loved chemistry as a young teenager, but he became an electromechanical engineer instead.
How did you find your love for microbiology then?
Just like a virus or bacteria, it sneaks up on you. I was during third year, I did my placement at a micro lab, which happens to be the one that I work at. And it was a little daunting because I was familiar with a bit of like the micro, like Gram staining, catalase tests, the type of testing that it's done due to my previous degree. But then actually experiencing it all and seeing what they do, you're kind of like a microbe detective, constantly solving puzzles and mysteries, like where did this contamination come from? Or how can we stop this contamination from occurring? There's always so much more to learn, how to inhibit, how to grow, how it all works, because there's so much to learn. Just in the 9 months of working there, my understanding has increased so much, and there's still so much to learn, but I love it.
Yeah, that is so interesting. How did you get exposed to microbiology? Because I know during the pharmaceutical science course, there's more focus in the third year on microbiology, but I guess before that, Did you know that you wanted to do microbiology in first or second year, or was only after you had done that placement that you were like, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, when I was 15 back in California, all this happened when I was 15, I guess. Very important year in my life, I could say. I was taking biology in high school and we did a microbiology unit and I really enjoyed it and I was fascinated by it. And my aunt's best friend happened to be a microbiologist. And so I talked to her sometimes. And then I went into chemistry and I loved that too and stuck with that and didn't really think much of going into micro at the time because micro is not as well known in the world and in the science field as a chemist. As someone who studies chemistry. And so that's why it just happened to kind of follow into place that it was a love that I had in the past that I was able to fulfill in the present.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I guess when it came to choosing your placement then, was that why you chose Aspen and microbio? Because of that previous, I guess, love?
Well, my first year, I participated in the employability intensive. And this was pre-COVID, the first year that first year students were actually invited to join. And so I took the initiative and we got to visit Aspen. And I fell in love with the facility. I got to see the micro lab. I thought it was really cool, but there was another department that I was like, I really want to work there. But I still remembered the micro lab because everyone was so welcoming. And I thought it was so interesting to see the two different lab coats, the clean lab, the dirty lab. And so for 2 years, I just kept on telling everyone who would listen, whenever they would ask that, where did you want to do your placement? Where would you like to work? Aspen. I just kept on saying Aspen, Aspen, Aspen. Everyone knew that when you mentioned Aspen, there's Maria. And I guess I maybe had this premonition or anything, and I pushed it. And so when I was filling out my placement, the document, the questions to choose which ones, I accidentally chose for cosmetics. I clicked for cosmetics. I don't know how that happened. And so one of the professors, well, Laurence, she messaged me privately saying, it says cosmetics, but I thought you wanted Aspen. Are you sure you want to do cosmetics or is it pharmaceuticals? And I said, no, pharmaceuticals. Cosmetics is amazing. I would like, that would be such a good opportunity, but pharmaceuticals, if I have the opportunity to do my placement at Aspen, then I will definitely be there. And when I got the email saying that I was matched with Aspen, I actually cried because I was just so excited and overjoyed to have that opportunity.
And so how does microbiology in industry or at Aspen setting different from academic or research-based setting?
There's a little bit more pressure on in the industry setting because we test products. We test if there's any contaminations in any of the batches. And so if we allow a batch that is contaminated with some type of microbe, it could lead to clients, like customers getting sick, to recalls, costing the company millions of dollars and potentially injuring people. But that's the negative part. The positive is that you kind of get more of that immediate satisfaction. For example, one of my coworkers, he was testing products and one of them was a hydrocortisone cream. And the following week or 2 weeks later, I had to go to the chemist to pick up hydrocortisone cream for my dog. and there are like few on the shelf, and you're like reading and like having like, you know, the pharmaceutical background and everything, you kind of read and want to make sure you get the right one and the one with the best quality. And so I was looking and I came down to two, and I looked all over the box and stuff, and I saw the Aspen symbol, and I was like, well, decision made. Of course I'm going to choose the Aspen one. And I'm going, this could have been one of the batches that my coworker actually tested just a few weeks ago that is now sitting on the shelf. So it's kind of like that immediate satisfaction. When it comes to more research academics, sometimes it takes longer. Your projects can take a few weeks or a few months. In research, it could take years. But it doesn't matter if you like immediate satisfaction or you like the long wait. As long as you love what you do, that's an important thing.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I think, yeah, being able to go into the shop, I guess the shops or the chemists and see products that, you know, as you said, your colleague may have worked on. Would you be able to give our audience an overlook on what your typical day may look like as a QA microbiologist?
We don't have typical days. Every day seems something new will pop up. We're required that there's a cleaning validation that is required. But I would say our most typical day would be a Monday. Monday is when we release products. So that's when we check the plates from the testing from the previous week. We go through the media logbook to ensure that the batch records, expiration dates, the types of media were correctly used for the testing. We go over the raw data to confirm everything was correct. And then we pass and release those, our results, to be put together in a report that is looked over, finalized, and reviewed, and sent through to allow the product to actually go on the truck to go out to the public. And that usually is Monday mornings. Sometimes we have products that are urgent that we have to, like, that's the first thing we do in the morning. We get in there and we grab our lab coats, quickly deal with all of that because it needs to get on the truck by, like, who knows what time. But releasing the products is usually, it takes most of the day. And then after that, what I typically do, I used to work in the media lab. So I used to make the nutrient broths that help the microorganisms grow, that is used within the lab for testing, for product testing, stability testing, environmental, even in the culture lab where they do validation and risk assessments. But now I have stepped into a different role where I have become one of the supports for writing reports for that we have, like, we had a TGA audit. So we had reports we had to write for that. We had an audit last week. So it's just the preparation for all the reports, going through the lab, making sure to, like, if someone is overwhelmed with, like, if there's a certain number of products that there's just too many to test and we need all of them, I've now been trained that I can jump in and help with product testing. I can now help with in the culture lab doing the enumerations for the biological indicators, meaning that we count exactly how many bacteria are in a certain biological indicator. And so I can assist with that. So you never know what is required. You just kind of take it minute by minute and you complete all of your tasks as required. But as long as you get the products out, you get your reports out on time, it doesn't matter what you do within that period, as long as you complete everything.
That sounds fantastic. And I'm just so excited and so looking forward to my placement next year, because, like, for this degree, farm sci degree, we haven't been doing much of, like, microbiology and, like, those labs that are related to microbiology. But it also seems like everything that we have been doing up to second year now they're all like put together into your work, like dealing with TGA, writing up reports, and then operating machines, and then like growing culture for the microbes. So I was just wondering, are there any other applications of microbiology in the industry-based drug production apart from the GACP rules?
Well, as a QC lab, so we deal with quality control across the facility. We have four main departments: the media lab, as I mentioned before, that makes all the media. They organize the commercial media, then gets sent to the culture lab. The culture lab is it's where the dirty lab is, where there's live bacteria that's resuscitated. And they are the ones who do the validation of the products. They do risk assessments on any changes in a formula, such as if like a different filler is being used, or even the size of a capsule. They have to do a risk assessment to see if that will change the proliferation of microbial growth. The proliferation of microbes. There's so much more else that they do. Be a biological indicator enumeration, all the stuff that you probably are not familiar with, but I might be just talking jargon at the moment. But then we also have product testing, which coincides with stability testing, because we also test all of the stability products at certain time points through to their expiration to check if there's any microbial growth within any of that. And then we also have environmental monitoring, which is key to the whole facility. Environmental monitoring, they monitor the water that is used in like the chemistry lab, in the factories, in the micro lab, to make sure that there is no microbial growth there with our water purifiers. But they also do environmental testing on the air that's inside one of the factories, that they literally have, it's called a settle plate. They put a plate on a specific surface, they leave it there for an hour, and then they incubate that and just to see if anything grows. Then there's also air sampling, where they have an air sampler that takes a certain amount of air and sucks it through, and whatever bacteria sucked through lands on this, on the plate, on the TSA plate, and they incubate that. And then they also do surface. So they can do swabbing of after if they decide to change a product on the line. So they clean it, and then they take they swab to make sure that it is actually clean, that there's nothing left over from the previous product. And that's just the general cosmetic overview of microbiology in the industry. So there's lots of different, we have our hands in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that sounds like you have lots to do, and it must keep you guys all very busy. Out of all the different areas that you mentioned, and how you mentioned that you were more in a lab-based role and now working more on the reports, what is your favorite aspect of either the lab or the report part of the job?
I like learning all the new things. I recently have been trained in product testing. Today was really cool that I was actually, that I'm like, yes, I can verify a plate for you, because I am trained in that now. I love that I get to know all the different techniques, right? I've even recently been trained, in sterile facilities. So, on ethylene oxide sterilization and all of that. So it's just gaining these new techniques, but also reading about them too, and being able to write about them. And so it's understanding the theory, but then actually putting it into practicality, just blending the both of them. So I enjoy it both. I get to do an equal amount of both. I don't sit at a computer completely all the time. But it's just so much learning. And so I just love it all.
So I guess for students who are graduating soon and want to work in an industry or in microbiology, so what are the potential opportunities, or like what are the advice that you would give to students who want to pursue this as their career?
Well, there's so many opportunities. You just have to be willing to jump for them, to work hard for them. And the best way to do that is to take that, like, you know, go for that micro class, read that extra micro article. Because even if you get one piece of information in an 8-page article, that's already one more piece of information that you knew before you even read that. So read a lot, ask questions, have passion, enthusiasm, really go for it. Because if you take the back seat or you take a step back and you let it go by you, it might not go by again. So in micro, don't feel daunted, because learning and understanding in theory, reading it, or in an academic environment, you are taught in a certain that you have to have it in a certain structure. But once you're in the industry, you learn that there are many different ways of understanding microbiology, many different techniques or other ideas that can be done with it. So all I can say, like my manager always tells us when we are struggling with a certain part of like trying to figure out a validation method, or how to, like, there's this one sentence in this report that's really just, I can't grasp, I can't figure out what to do. She'll just say, read, go and read a past report, go and read an article, go do research, constantly keep on filling up your cup of knowledge. And so that's my best advice. Just read, have passion, strive for it, go that extra mile. And this you can accomplish in any field. Doesn't matter if it's micro, if you want to be in chemistry or pharmaceutical sciences, or if you want to change fields, or you decide that you want to just even just for buying a car, anything, do your research and constantly, and you will be fulfilled.
Yeah, that's such a great advice. And that would be really helpful for our students, I guess, to really seize the opportunities and to keep learning, to keep growing, to keep on asking questions. And I think it's such a wonderful opportunity to have you here today with us with this episode about microbiology.
Thank
you so much,
Maria. Oh, well, thanks for having me. Thank you for inviting me on. I feel so honored.
Dosa Pharma acknowledges the traditional custodians of the various lands throughout Australia on which we connect today, and pays respect to elders past, present, and future.